It's Tuesday, December 6th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hindu News reports that 39 Christians from the Evangelical Church in the Sadar Kotwali area were arrested on charges of violating the nation's anti-conversion law. The Court of Justice has issued an order to attach or confiscate the properties of the accused. 14 of the accused, including Pastor Vijay Massa, are in jail. For 70 minutes on Monday morning, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments about the Colorado Christian web designer who objected to creating websites for homosexual faux weddings. Guest hosting today for Kevin Swanson at Generations Radio, I spoke with Matt Sharp, Senior Counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, the Christian legal group which has represented Lori Smith, the Christian web designer of 303 Creative, since 2016.
Our constitutional rights are now left to the whims of government officials who don't like our beliefs and who disagree with them. And that's why we're hopeful that Colorado is going to lose this case and that the Supreme Court will affirm that our First Amendment rights are foundational rights and that no state, no government can come in and censor or silence us simply because it disagrees with our views.
You can hear the full interview at generations.org/radio. Free speech advocates hope for a positive outcome by June 2023, when the High Court will release its decision. Alliance Defending Freedom argued that they would not defend cases of caterers, restaurants, jewelers, and tailors who did not wish to support homosexual faux weddings. But the legal group asked the court to draw the line on web designers and bakers. You can hear the arguments through a special C-SPAN link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Proverbs 29, verse 2 is exactly right. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. The tyranny of city ordinances can be worse than the tyranny of big national governments. A 78-year-old grandmother was cited for feeding the homeless, which is her daily practice at a community park in Bullhead City, Arizona.
The city of Bullhead has made it a crime to feed the needy.
Technically, I'm supposed to be handcuffing you and everything, too, but I'm not going to do that. I don't think you're a hardened criminal. I don't think you're out to hurt me.
I'm not out to hurt anybody.
Norma Thornton said she could not afford to pay the permit fee, and besides, she said, quote, they're only available for one person, one day a month, and they're only available at one location, one day a month, end quote. That does not work for Norma. She feeds poor folks every day at the park. The Institute for Justice has filed suit for Norma, alleging that her 14th Amendment rights were violated.
Thought of people being hungry. I mean, I'm not making a big impact. It's not that much. But at least some people have enough food to survive. And I can't even imagine living in this country and being hungry. To be told that you cannot feed the hungry, regardless of what the circumstances are, is sad, but it makes me really, really angry, to put it bluntly.
Benjamin Netanyahu is back in power as Prime Minister of Israel after an 18-month break. The new government is expected to be less supportive of homosexuality and the Arab population. The latest signal from the White House is that the military COVID-19 shot mandate must stay in place. However, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says the Republicans are pushing to remove the mandate. They will hold up approval on the National Defense Authorization Act until that happens. Much hyped as a professing Christian, controversial entertainer Kanye West is now heaping praise on Adolf Hitler. In his recent exchange with radio host Alex Jones, West minimized the Holocaust and said this about Hitler.
I see good things about Hitler also. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
West took the number one position on Billboard's year-end charts for Christian music in 2022, and he won Song of the Year in the Dove Awards in 2020. You can watch the bizarre 2-hour interview on InfoWars, during which Kanye West is wearing a black mask that totally obscures his face and head. through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Proverbs 18, verses 5 and 6 reminds us that it is not good to show partiality to the wicked or to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for blows. Southern Baptist Seminary President Albert Mohler slammed the 12 Republican senators who voted in favor of what has been called the Disrespect for Marriage Act. In a World Magazine column entitled, "The United States Senate Surrendered Marriage," Mohler wrote that, quote, "Those senators voted to redefine marriage, weaken society's fundamental covenant, and threaten the religious freedom of Americans who, by religious conviction, cannot join in the legislation's revolt against marriage and family, morality, and creation order. Anyone who thinks the religious freedom so-called protections in the bill will be respected by the left is dishonest," end quote. Also, never to be forgotten is the support lent to the legislation by the Mormon cult, the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities, and the left-leaning National Association of Evangelicals. Tonight and Wednesday night are the last two nights to see the Christian documentary entitled Johnny Cash, Redemption of an American Icon. It's based on Pastor Greg Laurie's book by the same name. Watch the trailer and get your tickets at johnnycashmovie.com. That's johnnycashmovie.com. And finally, the U.S. government has reached its debt ceiling again at $31.4 trillion. It could result in a congressional battle over the next few weeks, especially if the Democrats want to turn on another spending binge, reports CNBC. The federal deficits averaged 11% of the gross domestic product over the last 3 years, a total of 33% of the GDP. The largest deficit since World War II, 75 years ago. The U.S. government debt-to-GDP ratio has risen from 60% to 120% since the last recession in 2007. With inflation sky-high and spending approaching that of drunken sailors, Americans are not saving money anymore. The personal savings rate has dropped to 2.3%. dropping from an average of 7.5% between 1980 and 2020. Credit card and revolving credit loans have risen from $740 billion to $940 billion since April of 2021. People need to work for a good economy, but the labor participation rate continues to fall, now at 62%, down from 67% in 2000, and slipping a full percentage just since 2020. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, December 6th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.